The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. All right. Great. So for our practice together, the themes I like to invite us to explore today, as in the title is, we all are experiencing challenges, different types of challenges in different ways in this world right now. I'm serious talking to me. Okay. All kinds of technical challenges today. Okay. Here we go. So many challenges in so many different ways, multiple pandemics. And if you're living in California right now, in the Bay Area, the challenge of the smoke, the fires. If you're living in the East Coast, the Southern, the Florida area, the hurricane. So there's the pandemic, the racial heartbreak, injustice, economic injustice and challenges. There's so much going on in our world that, oh, just want to pause and catch our breath. And more than any other time, there's a need for resilience, a need not just for resilience, but also turning our attention, turning our hearts and minds towards what is good, what is still good, what is good in our lives, what is good in our heart, what is good in the world, sense of goodness. So what we'll be turning towards today will be basically two-pronged. One is sense of stability in the body, because when we are stable, when we are grounded, when we have a sense of embodiment, when we're connected to our bodies, there can be a lot more sense of stability and resilience. Imagine if you are a pop-up doll, if you've seen these dolls that, you know, that have sand in the bottom. And if somebody hits them, you know, they fall over and then there's a sand on the bottom. Whoop, they stand up again, right? Because there's an embodiment. There's the sand on the bottom. Now imagine if that sand, instead of being on the bottom, was on the top of the doll. It would be knocked over and it would never get up, right? So I offer this as a simile of how embodiment, feeling your body, sensing your body. It seems basic, but it's so fundamental in so many practices, Buddhism being one of them, that the first foundation of mindfulness in the four foundations of mindfulness in the Satipatthana Sutta, the first foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness of the body. It is so basic to be grounded, to feel the body, to sense the body, to be embodied. And that allows stability, allows resilience, about all the other foundations to be built on top of it. So first and foremost, being grounded in the body, embodied, is so important. So coming back to the simile of the doll, think of the sand on the bottom of the doll as mindfulness of the body. So if you feel your body, and start right now, as you are sitting, as you're listening to me speak, feeling your body, feeling your sit bones, feeling your bottom on the chair, on the cushion. Ah, there could be a relaxing into your bottom. Ah, feeling your feet on the ground as you're listening to me. Feeling your breath in your abdomen. So this sense of embodiment throughout throughout our lives, throughout the day, as much as possible. Because if our attention, if the center of gravity of our awareness is in our body, like the pop-up doll being down below the sand in the body, there's a sense of being connected to ourselves, to this human experience. If the sand is on the top of our heads, if the center of gravity is in our heads, in our thoughts, there's a sense of flightiness, there's a sense of instability. So when we get knocked over by events, by thoughts, by worries, by anxiety, we stay there. We don't get up. If we are top heavy, if the sand is on the top, if we're in our heads, in our thoughts, keep ruminating. So when you notice that the sand has gravitated to the top of your head, to the thoughts, to the ruminations, then I invite you to bring it down. Feel the body, feel your breath, feel your feet. So one thing that we'll be practicing together is this bringing back the awareness, bringing back the awareness to the body. And the second part of our practice together will be turning to the good with recollection practices and metta practices to also support. So first, building the foundation. So I see many of you have already closed your eyes, starting to practice. So now formally, I'd like to invite you all, if you haven't already closed your eyes, and if you haven't got into your meditation posture, this is a perfect time. If you need to move, to become more comfortable, if you need to lie down, if that's what your body needs from you right now. And landing deeply, sensing the body, honoring knowing that with a foundation of awareness in the body, there can be more resilience, more stability in the storms of life. So inviting yourself to open up, to land, to arrive in the body as a refuge. As a place, as a source we can come back to. Feel our feet on the ground. I'd like to invite you to invite the breath to move through the body just as it wishes. Not so much that you are breathing, but the breath naturally Let it move, not making breathing into a project. You've been breathing all this time without any effort. So let it happen without any effort. And simply bringing awareness into your lower abdomen and receiving the breath. Receiving the breath in the abdomen, the lower abdomen. Letting the center of gravity to be low, low, low. Receiving the breath, in breath and the out breath. Softening, relaxing the abdomen. Receiving the breath in your sit bones. Your bottom, your groin area. Letting yourself feel firmly rooted, connected to the earth via the cushion, the chair. And with each breath received in this area, letting go some more, landing. Receiving the breath in your legs, in your feet, center of gravity low, connected to the earth. Receiving the breath ever so gently with the entire lower part of your body, your abdomen, sit bones, legs and feet. And with each out breath, landing, sensing the sensations of groundedness, connection, your feet, your sit bones, if you're sitting on a cushion, the underside of your legs, connected to the earth. As if this connection with the earth, your feet, your sit bones, your legs, if you're sitting on the cushion, this connection, as if you're grounded. Grounded like electricity, there is a ground connected to the earth. So that any charge, can move down and be discharged. Also a sense of connection to the earth, as if you were a well-rooted tree. With deep roots. Into the earth, stable. Supported. Stable. Grounded. And feeling grounded, connected, rooted. To the earth. Continuing to receive sensations of the breath. Your abdomen, landing. More deeply with each out-breath, feeling your sit bones. And now I'd like to invite you to open up the rest of the body. Receive the breath. From your abdomen now, moving up to your chest. Now your entire body, your entire lower body, as well as your chest. receiving each breath. Feeling grounded, connected to the earth. Your lower back, your upper back, relaxing, softening, receiving the sensations of breathing. The whole body receiving the sensations of breathing. Your neck and shoulders softening, relaxing. Receiving the sensations of the breath, the sensations in your hands. Feeling more alive, enlivened, more present with each breath. Your face, your forehead, your eyes resting in their socket. Your jaw. Your chin. The entire face. Your head. The entire body receiving the breath. And now, having given attention to the entire body, grounded, rooted, inviting the center of gravity of the attention to be a little lower, the whole body awakened to the breath, and perhaps the awareness slightly lower in the body, the abdomen, hands, sit bones, feet. Receiving the breath. And with each in-breath, feeling more enlivened. Feeling more of the sensations of the breath in the body. And with each out-breath, landing, relaxing, softening more. Into this moment's experience, this moment's experience, right here, right now. The simplicity of this body, just landing here. Intimacy with this moment's experience. of just sitting and breathing. Taking refuge in the simplicity of this moment. And if you notice during this practice, thoughts are rising, not a problem. My invitation is to experiment with lowering the center of gravity. From your head, where we associated thinking with often. To your abdomen, sit bones, hands and feet, receiving the breath. And receiving thoughts in the body, lower gravity, and seeing how that might ground, bring a sense of stability instead of being flighty and getting lost in rumination. I invite you to experiment for yourself. As if your lower abdomen, your sit bones, were an organ of perception. Not your head. Your abdomen, your sit bones. Organ of perception. receiving the breath, the sensations of the breath. And receiving thoughts, if any. Lower center of gravity. See what that might be like. Let there be ease in the body. Just as the body is sitting, lying down with a sense of integrity. Also let there be ease. And check in if any tension has crept in anywhere. Let all this, the breath, the thoughts, sensations, let them be held with ease, with relaxation, softness. Just as you would hold a baby lightly, not squeezing tight, but lightly, gently. Let your awareness from the inside, your gaze turned inward, your awareness, to hold lightly, to hold breath, sensations, thoughts, lightly, gently. Relaxing, letting go of any tightness or tension. And I'd like to drop in one more image for you. As we're sitting. And that's the image of the Buddha sitting and touching the earth. It's called the Earth Mudra. So many of the statues and the ones at IMC resemble this, the Buddha sitting tall with integrity, stability, and touching the earth, touching the earth. A reference to the Buddha sitting under the Bodhi tree the night of his enlightenment awakening, assailed by doubt, assailed by Mara, challenges, assailed by challenges of all sorts. And doubt arises for him. And then he touches the earth. As earth is my witness. As earth is my witness. I have the right to be here. As earth is my witness. Being supported by the earth. Feeling grounded. Stability, groundedness of the earth, supporting the Buddha. With his challenges, assailed by challenges. And as you are sitting, as if you were touching the earth with your hand, with your body. Instilled with a sense of stability, groundedness, integrity, supported. Taking your seat on this earth, taking your unique seat on this earth. Feeling supported and stable. Receiving the breath. One breath at a time. And for the last moments of this sit, letting go of any expectations and bowing, appreciating your aspiration. You sat, you tried, you showed up. What happened or did not happen? Is not entirely up to us to appreciating that you showed up and letting go of any judgment. Love to ask you if you'd like to share in chat, you know, maybe one or two word reflections of what might be coming up for you right now, or maybe a phrase. Just grounding a sense of stability in the body. And if you wish to offer that into the space, we'll have later time for verbal reflections, but for now, I'd like to keep the space quiet as we transition into a walking period. But if you'd like to offer reflections, you're welcome to. And I think what I'd like to offer is for me, I do feel more stability. I'm more here. There's more sense of presence being in my body compared to when I arrived earlier in this call. Thank you for those who are offering. And they're going kind of fast. Let's see. The spirit of the earth, the pain of the earth in crisis, feeling strength and peace. Such a discovery to be in the lower part of the body, burn of smoke and throat and lungs. No problem, tardiness is fine. It's whenever you join is perfectly fine, Susan. Grateful and content. A sense of having arrived, gentleness towards self and others. Earth is my witness, I am here. More whole in my body. I love the image of landing, grounded in bringing awareness away from the control tower brain, a sense of appreciation for myself and others. Thank you for all the reflections. Yeah, appreciate all the reflections. Being loving with some dis-ease in the chest. Finding there is a lower half of to my body. Smiley. Love that. Thank you for that. Yeah. And did any of you experiment with receiving, allowing the lower part of the body, the abdomen, sit bones, legs to be an organ of perception as if you're receiving thoughts or if thoughts were coming up, receiving them, kind of lowering the center of gravity. Because what can happen with that is a sense of, oh, they just feel lighter, they get released or they get, how do I share from my own experience? There's a sense of openness. I mean, the offer, it's as if offering thoughts their freedom, because when they're kind of in the head, they feel more tight, but in the receiving them in the lower body, it offers them kind of more space, more groundedness, Sometimes it's hard to put these into words, but if you didn't experiment with it, I definitely welcome you to experiment with that. Definitely, I felt the lower body thinking, really good thinking, generous and creative. Ah, oh, sweet. Yeah, interesting. Thank you for that reflection, Jane. Yeah, great. So the invitation is to stay with the body, especially with the lower part of the body. We're going to have a 20-minute, let's keep it 20 minutes, movement. If you are a place where you can go outside, you're welcome to have a walking outside or inside, or stretching, doing yoga, but stay in your body, stay in the body. And I'll offer a couple of images for you to work with. One is, if you're moving around and walking, feel yourself as a well-rooted tree. Every step you're taking, you're a well-rooted tree, or if you're making yourself tea, feel your body, feel embodied. As thoughts arise again, feel your body, feel your body. See how different the stability, how the embodiment can be supportive in the moving around, because as you're moving around later in your life, listening to the news, hopefully not too much of it, titrating what's the amount that's helpful, but coming back to the body. So I want to invite you to not just experience this being, feeling the body sitting down, but moving around in your living space, feeling the body in your living space, whether you're going to the bathroom, stretching, walking. Take this with you as you get up. Take the being in the body with you. So for this part, the first part, again, with, as I mentioned earlier, for those who might have joined later, where the one building block of resilience is being rooted in the body, having access sensations of the body. And then we'll turn our attention, not after having established this, we're going to turn our attention later to metta and recollection practices and the goodness that is in our lives and in the world to gladden. But we need to set this framework first in the body. So does that make sense as to what the method to this madness this morning? A little bit? All right, so one last offer from Joyce. The lower body organ of perception image has been a huge help to me in thinning out my thoughts. Great. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for offering what you experimented with and what came up. So let's take the 20 minutes, which has now become shorter. Okay, we'll take 20 minutes from now and really experiment with the movement. So we'll come back at 15 past the hour and come back to the body, especially if you notice a lot of thinking, come back to and see what happens. Experiment. Okay. All right. See you at 10:15. Thank you. So the sense of gentleness, care, benevolence, metta, intertwined with awareness as you're aware of the breath, the sensations through the body, a gentle knowing and kind. A smiling knowing, appreciative knowing, a caring knowing, a compassionate knowing, if there are challenges in the body. Just a light touch. The knowing intertwined, awareness intertwined with gentleness and kindness. Each and every breath. And your body as an organ of perception, a gentle, kind, loving organ of perception, perceiving the sensations, perceiving, receiving the breath, receiving thoughts and emotions. Sense of benevolence. Not getting reactive, there's plenty of space. As if the archetype of a loving mother or grandmother receiving a beloved child, a lot of space. appreciative, gentle, receiving, of the sensations, the breath and sounds. Expanding, just as you are embodied, expanding. The range of what's received, appreciatively, kindly. Sensations inside, sounds inside, sounds outside. And with this kind, gentle, appreciative awareness, receptive awareness, even if there are challenges arising, challenging thoughts, emotions, with the organ of the perception, the body, can we smile, perhaps receive them with a smile? A sense of spaciousness. The same way that an archetypal caring mother or grandmother make space for a child who's hurt. To be upset. Because they have more experience, there's a sense of spaciousness and care. A bigger container that they can hold. A spacious heart with which they can hold whatever is arising. Gentle, kind, embodied awareness. And for the last few minutes, I'd like to invite you to experiment with something. Be a scientist of your own mind. I'd like to ask you to bring a smile to your face. Even if you feel silly, just let that thought go. Bring a smile. And invite a sense of embodied awareness. This body is an organ of perception. Internally, to wear a smile, greeting whatever arises, sensations, thoughts, even if they're a crowd of sorrows, maybe an appreciative, understanding smile. But see if there can be the sense of wearing a smile internally, your awareness. Smile as a signal of friendliness. The way you smile at a neighbor passing by. Offering safety. Yes, you're safe. Offering friendliness. Offering ease. So letting there be an internal smile, awareness wearing a smile of friendliness, offering safety and ease. To whatever it receives, the breath. Hi, breath, how are you? Sensations in the body. Oh, hello, hands. Hi, nice to see you. Thoughts. Oh, hi. And see what happens. Try this for a few minutes. Let there be ease. Any tension has crept in. Ease, soften the body, neck and shoulders. And smile internally at phenomena. You have so many options. Why frown? Try smiling. Spaciousness and friendliness. for the last moments of the practice, receiving with a smile this moment without judgment. And appreciating, smiling, offering friendliness and kindness to yourself. For your practice, for having shown up again and again, as much as was available, with appreciation and metta. You all. So, we practiced together, introducing this sense of friendliness, kindness, appreciation, metta, basically, goodwill intertwined with awareness, receiving phenomena. We layered that on top of the first part that we had built, which is the embodiment. Body as a sense organ, as an organ of perception. And now this perception, there's a sense of, not tightness, not clenching, it's fist. But a sense of benevolence and kindness, offering safety. And when there's a sense of safety that we offer to phenomena internally, we get offered a sense of safety and happiness and goodwill. So I can say more, which I will, but before I say too much, I'd like to offer a space if you wanted to share what came up for you, a sentence or a phrase. And I'll get us started. This idea that I invited us at towards the end, especially with the inner smile. It's this. Whenever I do a teaching, something new comes up from my own practice too often. This was the first time this inner smile came up. And for me, the inner smile kind of became inner jubilation after it was applied to all the phenomena received. There was just a sense of joy and happiness bubbling up from just the simple, like offering friendliness. As I mentioned, this idea of like smiling at your neighbor, hi, you're just offering safety, you're offering goodwill. That light touch doesn't have to be big. So, but it can accumulate into the sense. So what came up for you, if you like to share? I'll try to remember. To say your names. Violet says, it is difficult to smile at parts of my body, mind, that are truly painful. Maybe I'm misunderstanding the idea of the smile. Yeah, I appreciate you bringing the challenges up, because everything is welcome, Violet. So the idea of the smile here is offering just a sense of goodwill. Like, yes, you are hurting. So the same way that a mother, for example, and the archetype of a mother or grandmother, as I was suggesting during the meditation, if there is pain, if the child is hurting in pain, the mother doesn't frown, say, oh, you're in pain, come back when you're feeling better and happy. Like, oh, just supports with a sense of care, is there. So that's the idea of smile. It's not kind of ha 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 laughing at, but it's offering safety and care. Oh, sweetie. Yeah, you're hurting right now. So Violet, that's what I would invite for the parts of the body and mind that are truly painful. That's the idea of the smile. It's not laughing. It's not a laugh. It's offering, oh, sweetie, a sense of care, spaciousness. Sylvie offers, I discovered a smile of sadness and care. Yeah, which can be a sense of metta, the care, meeting the sadness. It's the smile of compassion. It's the care, meeting the sadness. I missed Elaine's. Like our breath, our inner smile can bring me deep metta. Thank you for offering that, Elaine. Nice. Katie offers, my worries were still there, but I sensed them in a larger context, like my relationship to them had really de-escalated and calmed down. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate that. That's the idea. That's exactly the idea that this, it brings, they're still there, but there's a bigger context with which the larger context, just as you wrote, that challenges are held with, our relationship to challenges changes. So beautiful thing. You put it very well. Vicky asks, does the motherly smile also apply for when it's our beloved friend who's facing difficult challenges? Yeah. So it's the idea of the motherly smile. It's the idea of care. Aww. Which may or may not show up as a smile on your face, whether or not it's appropriate, the situation, but it's the sense of care, spaciousness, offering presence. So yes. Cynthia offers, body felt held and buoyant, riding on the challenge waves instead of sinking beneath them. Beautiful. I love how you're using language eloquently here. Riding on the challenge waves instead of sinking beneath them. Yes. Yes, exclamation point. That is the idea of more resilience, more availability for the challenges to be held in this way. Great. Thank you, Cynthia. Delia offers, tapping into the inner spaciousness is a new, sweet understanding for me. Thank you. Ah, thank you, Delia. That makes me smile. It's a sweet, I appreciate that. It's sweet for me to know that you're discovering that when they're time together this morning. Or this afternoon if you're on the East Coast, or night if you're in Europe. Susan offers, I'm grateful that I caught enough of the beginning to remember I have a lower half of my body. Yes. During meditation, due to your prompt, I recalled how I have been patient with people while under stress due to this practice. Beautiful. Thank you for offering that, Susan. Yeah. Embodiment is so key, is so, so key. I cannot emphasize that enough. If you just did the embodiment, there would be more resilience. There would be more resilience. I know I sound like a broken record, but it's mindfulness of the body and then bringing in the sense of spaciousness and kindness and metta. So thank you, Susan, for also, as you brought in the memory of how you've been patient with people under stress with this practice. Ah, that offers more spaciousness. Like, oh yes, trust. I can do this. I've done this. I can be more present with challenges. So a memory of the past, actually, in the third part, in the next part, we'll do recollection practices to bring more joy. We'll turn to that. But part of what you're offering, Susan, is a part of recollection. Oh, yeah, I have been. I have this in my bones and my body to be more spacious and caring with friends. And one last one from Laura. I'm having an experience of inner delight, childlike, in the face of the archetypal grandmother. Yay, lovely. Feeling some peace and coziness being socked by the smoke instead of pain and sadness and dread. Feeling that I have more love to offer instead of projecting suffering onto everyone. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Laura. I feel so touched by your sharing, by your offering. Beautiful. Yeah. And I feel the same way with you all. As I'm socked in with air can't go out, there's a sense of sweetness in community and practicing together. Both our own practice and practice. And we'll have some time at the very end to share in community, to share our practice. So I am letting some time, because that can bring so much sweetness of us being together with our practice. A few more Molly offers, it is comforting to know that there is an inner place to draw upon in difficulty.
Yes, Molly, well said.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much resource inside. You guys, I'm so appreciating. I'm loving the wisdom of the community. I'm actually getting chills as I read the wisdom that's offered from the depth of your own experience, bringing it in. And also just to say, if it's not quite clicking for you, it's okay. Hang in here. It's a practice. Gentle, be gentle, little by little by little by little. And trusting your own experience. Bill offers some difficulty in imagining a grandmother, mother figure. That works for me. Yeah, it's, again, if for you or others, your grandmother or mother were not this necessarily a loving presence, think of the archetype. Think of an archetype of a motherly, grandmotherly. So don't let yourself get stuck in your own religion. Think of perhaps Kuan Yin, the embodiment of compassion, or other images, maybe Mother Teresa. Just you can be creative. Us human beings, we have so much imagination. Creativity, use it. Don't get stuck. So if I say something doesn't work for you, try something else. See what works for you. So thank you all. So my invitation now for this next period of walking movement is to continue to feel embodied in your body and also bring the sense of an inner smile, this openness, this greeting experience, friendliness, the same way that, again, you would just smile perhaps walking, smile at someone, yeah, you're safe, hi. Then offering this the sense of friendliness, openness to experience, again, as you're walking, as your foot touches the earth, greeting that, opening up to that with a sense of metta, friendliness, appreciation for the sensations, for the experience. If you're making yourself a cup of tea, can you meet the experience with a sense of friendliness, safety, metta, offering metta, which in the way actually it's offered to you. Does that make sense? Does that instruction make sense? Nod if yes, shake if no. Yes, I'm saying nod. I have, okay, great. So embodied, so we'll do this section, let's do this one, think about timing. Let's do this one for 15 minutes. Let's do this one for 15 minutes, I want to make sure we have time. So, let's do this for 15, metta, loving, any of the images you can use for meeting practice. All right, see you at 11, at 15 past the hour. Welcome back, everyone. I want to acknowledge a few more reflections that came in towards the end of that, the last session, beginning of this one. Sylvie offered that in her meditation, she says, my pain became a bunch of small frozen stones and the gentle smile allowed them to thaw in love. Ah, beautiful imagery. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvie, for sharing the lovely image of metta, as Michaela also thanks you. And Elaine offers, I felt my inner smile gently cradling my heart, and this too can be taking place. Yeah, this too, exactly. This too. Yeah, and thank you, Molly, for your appreciation for this much needed session. It feels needed for us to really rediscover our own strength and beauty and resilience to support us and to support others, to be of service to everyone around us. We do this practice not just for our own benefit, but for everybody whose lives we touch in some way, directly or indirectly. So it's not a selfish practice. It's a very generous practice we do for all beings. So what we've done so far, a recap, we started by bringing our awareness to the body, mindfulness of the body as the foundation. If you remember nothing from today, please, mindfulness of the body, your body as an organ of perception, because that alone, if, without anything else, which of course all the other things are helpful, but that alone can bring a sense of stability so that one is not knocked over the image of the pop-up doll with sand on the bottom, not on its head, or perhaps the image of the snow globe that, all the craziness can settle, all the thoughts, all the busyness, they can settle, be grounded in the body. So we started there. And in the second session, we added on top of that, awareness imbued with metta. So not something separate, which again, practice of metta, there's so many ways to do practice of metta, may you be safe, may you be well, all wonderful. And in this way, what we explore today, one skillful means, one way to explore is to imbue the sense of awareness, the sense of kind of appreciation, kindness, safety, benevolence, care, depending on what is being met. So the sense of as if, and one other image actually I want to give you is as if Buddha was looking out through your eyes. This sense of appreciation, like you look around. In fact, we're going to make that building up into the next session, which now we're going to turn our minds into appreciation and joy and goodness, recollection practices of inner goodness, of our goodness, goodness inside, goodness outside. So the way we're going to turn towards that, which is a joy-producing practice, so we've gone from stability to turning our mind to joy, which is needed. We can't make the measure, we can't make challenges and difficulty and sadness them the only measure, the only thing that we pay attention to. There is so much goodness and joy and beauty still to be celebrated, to be praised, as a resource for ourselves, for our heart, and as a way to serve the whole world, not just as a way to put our head in the sand. It's not an avoidance. It's a way to support and forfeit and bring more resilience so that we can be of service to other people, be of service to Mother Earth. So these joy practices, we take them on with this intention, with the intention of service, not as an intention to turn away and la 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 la. I'm not thinking, that's not the idea. To really resource ourselves so that we can be more available. Because if you're more available, you can take more on in the world for yourself and others instead of I think I just want to hide under my pillow today. It's so overwhelming, right? There's a very different stance that the way we can show up. So, and just to say at the there will be time for a short group, small group conversation, and at the end we'll have time for open Q&A where you'll be unmuting yourself. So that's what we have for the next, until 12:30 California time. So with that, I would like to invite us, as actually still with your eyes open for a moment. So So this idea of embodiment, feeling embodied, bringing awareness again and again to your body, sensing this body as the organ of perception, breathing, sensing. And now, the sense of perception, this awareness, imbued with this gentle, kind, appreciative awareness. And as I was suggesting earlier, as if the Buddha has just entered your body to say, hey, I'm going to show you how this is done. And the Buddha is looking out of your eyes with a sense of appreciation, the sense of metta, onto whatever you're looking at. So let's start with looking, maybe looking at the screen right now, at these other beings practicing with you. Receiving with appreciation this gift that is the presence of all these other beings in this Zoom room with you. You're not alone in this world, on this path. So perception, awareness, imbued with benevolence, appreciation, care, metta. Maybe your eye now wanders to something else in your living space, in your room. And seeing, appreciating, very gently, so perceiving awareness, eye consciousness, eye awareness, receiving and meeting the objects with a sense of appreciation, presence, benevolence, care. With this beginner's eyes of these objects in your surrounding, as if seeing them, appreciating them for the first time. Wow, I have this in my life. How interesting, how wonderful. Huh. Just looking around with appreciation of your living space, maybe what's supporting you're sitting on, a chair or a cushion. Just taking your time, taking in. As if this were the most sacred spiritual practice for you to just greet your surroundings with appreciation. We don't take time to do this. We take so much for granted. That plant is so green and beautiful. Thank you. There's a sense of gratitude arises looking at my immediate environment with a sense of appreciation. And if you need to get up and move or turn your head to see more things, you're welcome to. Just take your time. What bright light, thank you for illuminating my living space. See whatever comes up for you, taking a moment. Letting your heart expand, your own time. Take your time. And I'd like to invite you, whenever you feel ready, you can close your eyes and go inwards. not until you feel ready. If you need to look around some more and gaze with appreciation, the same way that the Buddha gazed with appreciation apparently for 7 days at the Bodhi tree after his awakening, he just gazed appreciatingly at the tree, thanking the tree for housing him. So you can appreciatively gaze at the roof that offers you safety from the elements. The cup that holds your tea. The chair that offers you cushioning. The technology that offers you to be connected while at home. And if you're feeling overwhelmed, you're not alone. This is so much to be grateful for. So much to be grateful for. If there's beauty in your environment, if there are posters or paintings or photographs, offering them your gift of beauty. Thank you. If there are books in your environment, written word offering you knowledge, wisdoms, pens you can write with, endless. And again, whenever you feel ready, closing your eyes. Letting your heart, feeling your body, letting your heart center open up to receive all the goodness in your life. Not with a sense of guilt or shame, which is not helpful for you or for the world, but allowing yourself to feel gratitude. To want to drop down and kiss the ground, appreciation, a grace that you've been given so much. You've been given so much. You've been given so much. Without needing to do anything to deserve it. It's grace, it's offered to you. The appropriate response is appreciation, gratitude, and generosity to share your gifts, whatever they are. In whatever ways that you can, available with others. So no need for guilt or shame, but to open your heart to the goodness. To turn to goodness. Appreciating whatever blessings and staying them for a few breaths. Could be what we started with, what's in your environment. Could be a sense of wellness, as much as is available, wellness or health, as much as available in your body. If not every part of your body is healthy, some parts are functioning. Can there be gratitude for that? For the senses of seeing, hearing, touching and tasting, smelling. yourself to stay with each appreciation for a few breaths instead of jumping from one to the next. Letting your heart feel full. This is no time to feel small. And again, if you're visited by shame or guilt, bow to them. Thank you. Please come back another time. I'm experimenting with what it feels to have my heart full. Sense of gratitude and joy and overabundance, recognizing my own gifts, my own goodness. How much I have and how much can be shared with others. So feeling the abundance, appreciating your relationships, other circumstances of your life. Invite your mind to actively turn to what is here, not what is missing. Be creative. There are so many rooms. In your heart and your mind. Why choose the dungeon? Why choose to stay? To live in the limiting dungeon. Choose the castle of your heart. The one that's filled with abundance and gratitude. Not the dungeon of scarcity. And lack. Letting yourself stay with a few breaths with various gifts. And perhaps imagining if they were not in your life, what your life would be like. And then bringing them back, appreciating the presence. And if we get lost in rumination and thinking, bring back yourself, the awareness, loving awareness to the body, embodied presence, organ of perception. Feeling your breath, relaxing, softening, just breathing for a few moments. I'd like to ask you, invite you to recollect, to bring to mind some of your values, some of your highest intentions in this life. And taking time with each one. Maybe bring one up first. Let's stay with it. And let yourself aspire. Let your aspirations be magnificent. You don't have to play small. Maybe it is the Bodhisattva vow to wake up fully for the benefit of all beings. Let the brightness of whatever aspiration comes up for you to fill your heart with beauty and goodness. If there are any thoughts of, well, who am I to aspire to this? Who are you not to aspire to this? Don't get in your own way, the way of your own magnificence. So letting your aspiration, your values, maybe it's an aspiration to live with compassion, with love towards yourself and others. Or whatever it is, bringing them in now. One or a few, whatever feels appropriate. And let your heart open up to the goodness. Be lifted up by the beauty of this aspiration. Let yourself feel it in your heart center, the center of your chest. Beaming, shining. Uplifting. and recognizing your own inner goodness, your own inner beauty, your aspiration as a support. And bringing to mind either a real being or an archetype, who has that value, that inspiration realized. Who serves as a role model for you in this life. Again, either a real being or an archetype whom you like to be more like or similar to. Bring them to your mind's eye. And bring them close. Bring them close. Bring them close. Closer and closer until you have merged with them, the two of you have merged. And now they are part of you. There's a sense of embodiment of this being in your body. Notice how your body feels, how different it might feel. Nourished, filled with this sense of goodness. Resourced. And from this embodied aspiration, recognizing the goodness and the potential within you, feeling expansive, feeling empowered, with goodness, with resilience, empowered in your own life, to both live fully according to your aspirations, and to be of service to others. You are not small. You are powerful beyond your imagination. Your divinity, your beauty. Your agency. Letting your heart to open up maybe for 1 second, millisecond. To your own capacity, your own grace, beauty, dimensionality, so many dimensions about you that you haven't quite discovered. Strength, resilience, capacity for joy in your own heart and to spread it. To be of support to yourself and to others. Seeing the sacred in yourself. You are not just the one who suffers, but the one who can support and heal. And letting yourself feel enlivened with possibility. The bigger container, the much bigger container of holding. All that's arising, challenges included in this time. The capacity beyond. Far beyond. The capacity for your own awakening Buddhahood. The Buddha inside, the Buddha within, the Buddha nature within. You are so much more capable. So much bigger, so much more beautiful than even you can imagine. And remembering that, remembering your magnificence. Remembering your own magnificence. Breathing, feeling embodied. Remember your own magnificence. And as we bring this sitting to a close, I would like to invite you as you're feeling embodied, body, this organ of perception. To have an embodied image you can take with you. You can take forth with you, remembering your gifts, your goodness, your beauty, your joy, your magnificence, taking it forward as an embodied felt sense of a memory. See what image arises for you. Might be an image of you in a particular pose. See what comes up for you naturally. Thank you all. Thank you all for your practice. So, what we'll do now, I'd like to invite you, is we'll get into small groups and share whatever arises. And after that, we'll come into the big group and do the sharing, either in chat or you can unmute yourself. So, and we'll also have time for Q&A, live Q&A. So there is so much rich wisdom in this community. So if you're tempted to sign off, I ask that you pause and think about so much goodness, the beauty of practice that is shared. There is so much in the community that comes out. And there is, not just from my own practice every time, holding meetings, holding these teachings, but also there's research suggesting that when people, they feel hesitant getting into small groups to discuss, but if they actually hang in there, they're always glad that they did. So if that is you, you're on the fence, like, I'm not so sure about this, I invite you to try it and see how you feel afterwards, to challenge yourself. If you want to sign up just out of fear, out of the social, don't want to be social, don't. If you have to go, if you have children to take care of, etc., then of course that's understood. But out of fear, hang in there. Realize your strength and beauty and resilience. So as we practice in community, no need to put on your social face. Okay, now I have to talk with people. No, just let there be this softness, this sense of care, metta, internally and externally. And we'll be in groups of 4 or 5, and we'll do the format that's called the spiral. Each person will say one nugget that they have learned. They have something that has come up for them. They have learned today something to offer. And then the next person, then the next person, then you go around and a few times. So the idea is not to have a long monologue of 4 or 5 minutes. It's the idea to offer just one thought. Could be one thing that came up for you, not everything that you learned today or came up for you, but one thought, trusting that you'll have another chance. And when you hear other people Other things might realize, oh yeah, I'd forgotten this other thing also came up for me. And it's also okay to feel, to share challenges. I fell asleep. I didn't like it. This thing didn't work for me. So it's all good. It's a sharing of what's arising for you in support. So any questions, you can unmute yourself. If there are any questions about the format, it's a spiral. So each person will offer one idea, one thought, one thing that has come up for them today. And then the next, and maybe the easiest way is to sort it based on your first name. The alphabetical order might be the easiest way to do that. Or you can choose reverse alphabetical order, whatever you want, but just something that's easy. There's not a lot of pause. And we'll do this for about, let's say, about 15 minutes. I think it'll go so quickly, you'll be amazed. And then we'll have time for group sharing and Q&A at the end. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms. And I hope that you don't sign off just out of fear, but hang in here. Any questions? Anything? Clear? Okay. So here we go. And again, one more invitation. Stay embodied. Stay embodied. There might also be silence in the rooms. It's okay. Stay embodied. Receive. This is not a typical Zoom meeting. Stay embodied. Stay embodied. Receive. And give in this space of care and compassion. And magic might arise. So here we go. Opening all rooms. Okay, welcome back, everyone. The rooms are closed. Lovely to have you back. So, we'd love to hear some reflections. What's come up for you? And let's raise our blue hands. And the way to do that, if you click on participants, and if you go on the participants, I think under that there would be a way to raise your hand so that we can have some order. So please don't be shy. If somebody would like to get us started with your reflections, with what's come up today, what have you realized, or what happened in the group. You can also give a report from your group sharing. And if you're having trouble raising your blue hand, just raise your hand. I'll see you. Okay, here's Kim. Great. Kim, please.
I want to thank you. It was particularly the last section of the guided meditation was very, very rich for me. And a lot happened. I had a lot of images, a lot of appreciation, a lot of insight. So I want to say thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. I'm delighted to hear that was rich for you. Anything else you feel compelled to share? Maybe just a little bit of it, something that was particularly moving or... if you wish, you don't have to. It's just an invitation. You can say, okay. I don't know.
Sure. I shared it with the group, so it's kind of repetitious for them. But I guess my goal is to be kind. And then from that, my person that I admire, that I aspire to be like, was my mother, who was a very wonderful, kind, generous mom. And I saw her, she came towards me, became part of me even before you said that part. And so we were together, we were looking out through the same eyes, and then our arms sort of came out, and then our arms became sort of like a cape. We were quite large, and so it was that was the image I want to take away, and it was, you know, kindness and openness, and it was quite wonderful.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Kim. As you
were talking about it, I was getting chills, just feeling so moved. Thank you for sharing that image.
Thank you.
Sheila, please.
Yeah, I have a question, actually. What do you mean by embodied metta?
Oh, yeah. So embodied, what I mean by embodied metta is, does the embodied part make sense? What I mean by feeling embodied? Yeah, so embodied, feeling embodied is a sense of being in the body, feeling the body. So because when we think of metta, it's kind of like heady, like, oh, goodwill. Whereas it's like, kind of a feeling of offering safety, offering care, offering benevolence to ourselves and to others in a grounded way, in an embodied way. Does that make sense? Yeah, great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, great. So others, please. And if you raise your hand, I'll probably see you also. Yes, please, Delia. Am I saying your name right?
So this was a really important retreat this morning for me to lift up my and restore my sense of well-being in a time of great suffering, not only for, well, all of us, but just an awareness that what we can contribute to the world is our own goodness and our own good hearts and our own aspirations that all beings be free and have the goodness in their lives. And I really needed that today because I live in Pacifica, California, where the air has been very terrible, added to all of the other, as you said, layers upon layers. And a couple days I felt like I was losing it entirely. And so to be reminded that, you know, going to the body, grounding yourself, and continuing the work of loving kindness and goodness. So I thank you, and I thank all of the people who came today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Delia. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Thank you. Elaine offers in chat, thank you. The mini retreat resourced me in a deep cellular way. So grateful for spending time with Sangha, Metta. Oh, beautiful. Thank you, Elaine. Yeah. Coming and practicing with Sangha. I would love to hear more of you. You can just unmute yourself can I just unmute you? I would love to hear more from more of you. Questions, comments, anything. Please, Josie.
So I think it's more of a question, but it's always with these retreats or practices, like, it feels great right now. It's very comforting, great. And then I guess it's like, I kind of know that it needs to be practiced on a daily basis. I already know that, but I thought you'd say something different.
I love it, Josie. I love your inner wisdom. Yeah, I know it feels great now. And yeah, I know I need to remember to practice. And I was hoping you would say something, or maybe you would say something. Yeah, you don't practice at all. One time, you do it one time, one day, and then you're set for life. Just kidding. I appreciate the humor and the inner wisdom in what you bring. It's good to bring it to the field, right? Wouldn't it be easy if it were like that, right? We would just do it, we'd be inoculated and like a vaccine, and hey, you're resilient for the rest of your life. But actually, come to think of it, I think there is something about the doing it every day, remembering to do it every day. There is grace and beauty in that, in reconnecting, in remembering to reconnect. The same way that we remember to, you know, when you get hungry, there is this internal hunger, like, I'm hungry, I need to feed myself, right? The same way when you're feeling too much, oh, I need to feed my heart. I need to feed my heart. So what if we remembered the same way that we have, you know, when we're hungry, we're not like, maybe I'll just, you know, what's wrong? What's wrong with this body, right? You don't go, what's wrong with this body, and just kind of like get dehydrated and completely famished. Like, we know, oh yeah, I need to eat, need to nourish myself. So what if we remembered that too? We recognized, we became aware of the signals when we're out of, you know, fill in the sentence as you like, out of balance, out of resilience, scattered, like, oh yeah, I need to feed myself. Okay, this is the time to go sit. This is the time to go maybe listen to something from Audio Dharma and just sit. Maybe this is a time to whatever practice really nourishes you, and you're here, so this practice nourishes you. So to remember to feed yourself that way every day. And there is a beauty and grace in doing that, in seeing the interconnection as we feed ourselves every day. In fact, it's actually kind of wonderful that we don't get inoculated when we do the practice once and then we're done for life. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a sense of deepening and progress. There wouldn't be a sense of meeting what's new, fresh, and deep, because it is really the challenges that help us grow. If we're just like being above it all, maybe that sense of deepening of our spirit, our soul, our humanity, and I'm not using soul in the sense of atta continuous anyway, Buddhism using soul is kind of funky, but I'm using it as a soulful way of relating to life, to relating to others with beauty, with grace, with love. That's how I'm using it. So challenges, and in psychology there's the idea of post-traumatic growth, that we wouldn't grow unless we had these challenges in our lives and we found ways to actually be with them with more resilience. So see this reconnection as a way of connecting with yourself, reconnecting with yourself, deepening your own humanity, not as a like, God, I gotta practice again, but like, yes, this is what else would I do in this human life? What else am I here for? So thanks so much for bringing that in. Appreciate it, Josie. And I see Jane offering hunger pangs and scheduled meal times, perhaps. Yes, exactly. I like that. Yeah. Yes. And Sheila says, I believe Gil France's live morning meditation and Dharma help a lot of people around the globe. Absolutely. Yes, exactly. So showing up for the 7 a.m., Gil does a 7 a.m. every day. 7 a.m. California time. And also if you wanted to come to happy hour, if you're more of an evening person, we do happy hour every day, 6 p.m. California time. And many people who are on this call from the East Coast also show up to happy hour. And it's the way to cultivate, you know, these practices that some of the ones that we went through today with gratitude and metta, and really finding resilience through turning towards goodness. Jesse has had their hand up for a while. So Jesse, please.
Hi, yeah, thank you so much for this retreat. I really appreciated the smiling practice that you mentioned partway through. I was wondering where I could learn more about that, or if you could say more about where that practice comes from or how to use it skillfully.
Yeah. So was it the smiling, the internal smile that you're referring to, Jesse, or the external smile, or both?
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, both of them, the internal and the external smile, yeah. So, yeah, I appreciate the question. So as I was perhaps alluding to earlier, every time I teach, there are different things that I connect to. I connect the dots in the practice and the skillful means. So I think of the guided meditation, especially with metta, as a skillful means of finding creative ways to really connect the wisdom with what people already know and have, because it's already there, and for you to recognize it and, that's what that is. Oh yeah, this is the way into it. So many different ways into the temple. So the smiling practice is one way into the temple that I came up with today, with this session. So you won't find it in anybody else's teaching, in any canonical sources. It's a skillful source. Means that it's a practice I came up with today and offered with you. So it's original. There's nowhere else you can find it. So I'll probably develop it more in the future, because it really landed for me also as I was having the internal smile myself. There was just the shifting in the experience. So I'm glad that it worked for you, Jesse.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. So it is 12:30, dear ones. And how wonderful practice of what we've spent 3.5 hours together, roughly or exactly. What a rich period of practice it's been. And I thank you for showing up, not just for yourself, but for all beings everywhere. I feel nourished today by this practice. There's a sense of resilience and being more offered, more available to offer to the world. So may the goodness of our practice, may the goodness of our intention, our aspirations in this world, may they nourish us and support all beings everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including us. Thank you so much for showing up, everyone. And you're welcome to unmute yourself and say goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Nikki, can I ask a question?